It's across from Bell Road on Atlanta Highway. New Look Decorating Center. We make it simple, you make it beautiful.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
gentlemen, in just a few moments, we start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning with your toast and mama lady, oh.
John.
What is FM?
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo!
The radio?
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump is behind six Democratic Party presidential candidates in a new Quinnipiac University poll, trailing former Vice President Joe Biden the most, 53-40%. But the president tells a crowd in Des Moines, Iowa.
You know, polls don't mean a damn thing. We proved that. Didn't we prove that? Did anybody ever prove it like we proved it?
Biden says about the president's trade policies.
I don't think the president really gets the basics. He thinks these tariffs are being paid by China, just like he thinks Mexico is building a wall.
That was in Davenport, Iowa. There are protests in Hong Kong over a bill that would allow criminal suspects to be tried in mainland China.
Hong Kong government!
Hong Kong government!
Shame on you!
Shame on you!
Police are using tear gas and water hoses trying to break things up. Hong Kong is officially a region of China with its own government. This is Fox News.
Happy, we in no way mean joyous, celebratory, or jovial. For if said father feels sad, depressed, or greatly underappreciated, it is his right to feel as such. Also, this once a year or said day in no way insinuates or represents a full year of said father value. For said one day does in no way deem full worth and is never meant to be more represented or celebratory than previous Mother's Day. If said father feels as such, remember that said mother feels she is far more greater in scope and value than said father. Children of said father are not expected to be as emotional towards said Father's Day and not expected to present gifts greater to said father than previous mother on Mother's Day. Again, by if any such words or said message in any way fall short of appreciative communication from family. And anyway, again, we say tough, suck it up, and act like you enjoy it. This Happy Father's Day message, void where prohibited by law.
We all have different moods. Some days, moods are bright. Some days, they're blue. And some days, they're just yellow. Greg Budell, we know you work hard. And like anyone, some days you get disgusted. Do you ever feel like going on strike?
If you don't like your job, you don't strike. You just go in every day and do it really half-assed. That's the American way.
Jay Scott, you're closer to Bailey the Wonder Dog than I am. Do you think she likes me?
She sure likes you. Must be the cheeseburgers in your sweat.
Emily Hayes, it's that time of year when the guys turn the thermostat down low. You okay? She's okay. Bailey the Wonder Dog, you do like cheeseburgers, right? And Rich Thomas, what does the weather look like for this weekend?
Ay, caramba.
Ooh, so make sure you listen to the show, because Mo gets kind of upset when you don't. Mo? What are you going to do if you catch somebody not listening?
I'm going to carve my name on your back with an ice pick.
If I were you, I would stand by for three men.
Ooh, so plump and juicy.
And a lady.
And the soldier on minus the one and only Rich Thomas. So it's me, Greg Bidell. Jay Scott, Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun.
I'll have what she's having.
She said she's having fun. Have some. Before we get to the forecast, though, we have this.
Very important. Our first name of the day, Clyde Glenn. Clyde Glenn, if you're listening, call 396-5477 and qualify for a one-carat Forevermark diamond. Appraised at $10,000 from News Talk and Marguerite's. Clyde Glenn.
Clyde, wasn't that the name associated with the Copper Clappers from Cleveland?
That's a lot of...
That some kleptomaniac?
Probably.
I seem to remember something about that.
Oh.
From an old Carson bit. It is 11 minutes after 6 o'clock. Now we can go to Rich Thomas.
Rich Thomas weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas weather.
We have some nicer days on the way soon. Today is kind of a day of transition. Another very warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. A few spotty thunderstorms will be around here and there. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature in the mid 60s. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine will dominate. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is going to be a hot day with a high near 90. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms around on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that. A checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I heard the goal of that conference that he's attending is to study the relationship between alcohol and climate change. Just kidding.
On account of you want to know why?
Oh, I forgot to put that on a hotkey.
I made that for you. I worked so hard.
It's like a Father's Day gift, and I just didn't appreciate it.
Well,
why aren't you wearing my tie?
I've got it somewhere. There it is. Okay. Anakana, you want to know why? What is this?
But nothing I sent you.
Something playing in some other browser.
Oh.
One of your tabs that you got. One of your tabs that you got open there.
Yeah, because you want to know why?
Yeah, because I just figured that out there, you know? So here's our boy. Oh, no. That wouldn't play because... Come on. Because
Anakana, you want to know why?
Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing up here. I'm doing a half-ass job, just like Homer Simpson said. That's
bless
what I'm doing
it.
Up here. Yeah. It is 13 minutes after 6 o'clock. We'll have our most electrifying story of the morning coming up. This could be a shocker for some. We'll have the TV ratings for the week. I have the timeline. I have a, I hope, a worthy lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting, since I am the substitute teacher in his absence.
That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, and then finding a way to make those fried egg and ham and cheese sandwiches in between all of that was a little, for some reason, the frying pan, I had trouble getting it hot. I should not have that problem at my age, making things hot. I do all the requisite stuff, but yours was okay. Downstairs?
Yes, it was fantastic. Did you see the new coffee maker?
No.
Yeah.
We got a new coffee maker?
Yeah, that coffee maker is brand new.
It's brand new. Like, the light works. When it says ready to brew, it's green.
It looks like the old one.
But it doesn't leak like the old one, and it makes a better cup of coffee.
We should have had a funeral service for the old one. It's been here since I've been here.
It's been here since I've been here.
Lord.
Wow, that's 2002.
2000.
Wow!
I started September 25th of 2000.
Right before my birthday. In that year.
Whatever Monday that was, I used to think it was the 24th, and then when I actually looked at 24th, year 2000, that was a Sunday. I was like, no, that was not the day.
Well, getting something to last that long is pretty impressive. It's 14.
And the coffee pot.
Right? I outlived the coffee pot.
Forgot you live in Millbrook.
Yeah.
At 6:15, you never know, especially for those of you who are in your 20s or 30s, at some point, with extremely rare exception, around the time you hit the big four, you're going to notice that you need brighter lights, longer arms, and darker ink to read without glasses. It's not the end of the world, and unfortunately for some, glasses are the only solution to that issue, like me, because I did want to have a LASIK procedure, but I went to Montgomery Eye in front of the refractive surgery counselor. I'll never forget the shake of the head. I said, "You mean?" She said, "Yeah, we can't help you with LASIK." But for many, that option is there. Work for Joey. And the one thing he noticed, and I've heard this too from others who have had vision issues corrected, it was the definition of like the leaves on a tree. Instead of looking like one big green glob, you could see the individual outlines after his LASIK procedure. And it was a real quick bounce back, like less than a day. It's not even pain or discomfort. It just, but that miracle of opening your eyes and everything, coming to crystal clear focus again, that is something you can have by calling Montgomery Eye at 272-2020 and making an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. And if you are deemed a candidate, you have options like care credit for qualified customers to pay for it. It's not nearly as expensive as it used to be. In the 80s, when it was first introduced, and it was a 2 or 3 day deal, too, it was about $3,000, which in today's money would be about $12,000. So it's a lot less than that, a fraction of that, actually. So call them at 272-2020 if you'd like to do a little more research. You've got two of the best board-certified corneal specialists anywhere in the world right here in Montgomery with Dr. Swan and Shin. You can go to onlinemep.com at 617, local news, and then we're right back.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The Alabama House District 74 Republican primary will be headed to a runoff election. Charlotte Meadows and Michael Fritz will now face off in the runoff on August 27th. The winner will face Democrat Rayford Mack in the general election November 12th. Montgomery Fire investigators have charged a woman in connection to a structure fire last week. Authorities say 34-year-old Crystal Henson intentionally set fire to a building in the 5700 block of Hyde Park Drive last Friday. No one was hurt in the fire. And Troy police have charged 26-year-old Alex Ladarius White with attempted murder. They say White shot two men in the 100 block of Highway 231 around 2 Sunday morning. Both victims are expected to be okay. White is being held on a $100,000 bond. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Mr. Electric presents three men and a lady's most electrifying story of the morning. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 269-8886. Here with today's high voltage news is Greg Budell.
And I'm no happier to hear this news than I am to tell you about it, but after studying 44,000 people, they found that ambient light or having a television on in your bedroom can make you a little bit too chubby for your own good. And here to tell us more is the immortal Joey Scarbuck.
I am too fat and obese, but it's not really my fault. Scientists said watching TV in bed turns you into a butterball.
Situation. Well, I don't know how it could, though, because I was single for a big bunch of my adult life, so the TV was kind of like company for a long time. the cast of Law and Order was my family.
I, for a long time, I didn't have a television in my bedroom.
I don't like the sound of nothing in the house.
Oh.
You know? And then you get used to it, so then falling asleep without it, it's just too weird. I don't like things when they're too quiet.
I think if you set the sleep timer so it goes off, it doesn't stay on all night, that's where you're gonna win. Helps you fall asleep, but then it's not on all night, running in your subconscious.
You know, I actually had a dream one time that Jerry Orbach, you know, Briscoe and Logan from Law and Order were in my neighborhood, and I was walking around trying to solve a crime with them.
Oh, that's precious.
Because I used to have that on all the time, you know, to help fall asleep. I heard that in my sleep. Anyway, I will post the link to that story on Facebook. Baumhauer's Victory Grill. Last night was Kids Eat Free Night. It is every Tuesday. Make a note if you missed out, you know, with the purchase of one $10 entree per adult, a child can eat free. That's a good deal. Tonight we'll be there after happy hour for our weekly gathering. An informal soiree. Just come and join us. You know, it's such a nice group of people. And for many of us, it is our one night out of the week. And we, you know, it's not like we're out till 11 o'clock. We're there from about, some of them get there before I'm off the air at 6. And the group starts to usually disband around 7:30. But in between, it's good food, good beverages, and good deals. Because happy hour at Baumhauer's is on Sunday through Friday from 11 to 7. So come and join us. LaDonna is our mistress of ceremonies there. She'll make sure you get introduced to Ron so you won't feel like a freak for coming to our gathering. You shouldn't. It's really, really a nice group. I can't say that often enough. You're going to like everybody there. And I also look for your feedback on the radio station, on the shows. How can we serve you better? That's what it's all about. So that's tonight at Baumhauer's after happy hour. At 6:22, we're going to hit the traffic dungeon for the first time. And then I'll have the timeline. And today's substitute teacher lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into a Wednesday morning, and things look great on the roadways this time of the morning. If you're on the boulevard, we don't see any delays to cause you any problems this morning. The interstates are rolling along just fine. If you're on I-65 or on I-85, you're up at a speed limit ride. And traffic on the 31s isn't a problem at all this morning. Let's just be careful as we head into work. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200 for more information. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Today's show is brought to you by Wayback Wednesday. Remember when you would listen to the radio all day long with your boombox just to record your favorite song of all time? Now you can download it onto your smartphone wearing your earbuds while drinking your smoothie, then vaping while you're getting another tattoo and posting a selfie on Instagram. I'm kind of really missing the 80s right now.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Party!
a brilliant gala where Marguerites and co-host Blue Water Broadcasting will give away a beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced one-carat Forever Mark diamond. Sign up today at Marguerite's Facebook page to earn your chance at becoming a finalist. All finalists will receive an exquisite gift courtesy of Marguerite's. However, only one will win a Forever Mark diamond. Forever Mark diamonds are always genuine, untreated, and natural. Make sure to join us at Marguerite's Tuesday, June 25th at 5 p.m. for the gala event and drawing. Everyone's invited to the party.
Get ready for a night of solid gold with the Temptations. Also starring the Four Tops. Same night, same stage. June 23rd at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. The Temptations and the Four Tops together live. Reserve seats are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com and the Impact Box Office.
Stark Insurance Agency is celebrating 90 years of business. Since 1929, they've been helping give the people and businesses of the River Region confidence moving forward by insuring the very people and places that you love so much. Over 50% of their commercial business is locally owned. The Stark Agency, 90 years and going strong. Call them today at 334-263-5535 or online at starkagency.com.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Do you know what day it is?
Please tell me.
Please tell me.
Today's Wednesday.
What you gonna do?
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 Wednesday.
Oh, is that today? I wasn't really thinking about it.
Oh, really? What would you call it?
You really don't know.
You really don't know.
Enlighten us, please.
Enlighten me.
Hump day?
It's showtime, baby.
At 6:26 with the timeline for June the 12th, I'm your substitute host, Greg Boudel. I may not be as
adorable
as Rich Thomas, but I'll let you know what happened on this date in history. 80 years ago, on this day in 1939, the Baseball Hall of Fame opened in Cooperstown, New York. That is the city where it's alleged that baseball was invented by Abner Doubleday 100 years previous.
Abner.
Abner. Don't be late for dinner, Abner. Off the grass, Abner. Nobody really knows who invented baseball. They played it during the Civil War. There are people that say it evolved out of the British game, cricket, and all kinds of stuff. Nobody really knows for sure, but that's part of the beauty of it. You're allowed to believe whatever legend you wish. Initial players inducted included Babe Ruth, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, Christy Mathewson, and somebody else got left off this list. Was it Hans Wagner? 1963 on this date, Cleopatra, starring Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton, premiered in New York. Now, at the time, it was the Avengers Endgame. Because of the amount of money that was spent to make this movie, $44 million, which would be about $400 million in today's money, and that would be a huge layoff for any film, even today.
Yes.
And this movie just happened to be on over the weekend, and I surfed into it on TCM and watched about 15 minutes, and it was awful. It was just awful. Elizabeth Taylor, I think they paid her $1 million. I think she was the first actress to get $1 million for a movie for this.
Yeah, what year was it made?
63.
Okay.
And Richard Burton, I think he was Mark Anta, I forget. But I caught a scene between the two of them. We both all know they were married twice and divorced twice. They're a very tempestuous relationship. And he was so over the top in his part. It was laughable. I couldn't believe this thing, and then, you know, a lot of the sets look pretty authentic. They didn't have CGI in those days. But it was about the dullest thing I've ever seen, and I don't think that movie made its money back.
It had one of the worst just production problems, the amount of issues that went on.
Yeah, lots of problems with that, and Liz Taylor was a diva by this time. She was the Madonna of her day.
By the time everything wrapped on Cleopatra, she had made $7 million. When the producer called her about playing Cleopatra, she wasn't interested and said she'd do it for $1 million, which was unprecedented for 1959.
Yeah.
She assumed he'd never agree, but he did. And by the time everything was done, $7 million.
See, 59. Mm-hmm. And this movie took 4 years mm-hmm. to get completed from beginning to end. And then what kills her in the end? A piece of asp. Sorry, but that was the best I could do. All right, we're going to stop now for today's substitute teacher lesson in the Rich Thomas School of Broadcasting. And we're going to do a song that starts with not a cold open vocal, but a singer making guttural sounds. And you have two ways to approach this kind of song.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
Because some prefer to just start it. And some like to lay a little information or call letters over the beginning of the song. We are featuring music from the year the earth stood still, and Rich Thomas himself notice this one on the charts. It's a great song from Marvin Gaye.
Oh, yeah.
He's busy thinking about his baby. On the timeline.
I ain't got time to think about the money.
Song for the summer of 69. You know, I missed a chance there too, now that I think about it. This happens when you're a disc jockey. You'll listen back to a show and you say, I wish I had thought to do this or that. Yeah. You second guess yourself all the time. That's why I don't like air checks, because it happened the way it did. You can't go back and change it. You can just remember it for the next time. But you could have done a setup like Marvin Gaye can't go any Marvin Gaye can't do anything. Marvin Gaye is socially paralyzed.
Because on the count of you want to know why.
He's too busy thinking about his baby.
Oh, yeah.
See, there's that option too.
Good job.
I got one more use for that coming up. And I still don't have it on a hotkey. What a dope. Being lazy, not lazy, just plan your days better. All right. Interracial marriage became legal on this date, 1967. And hopefully, anthropologists say that in about 150 to 200 years, just about everybody on the planet will be mocha colored. Because not only of the social restrictions coming. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when it was, in some families, scandalous for an Italian to marry an Irish person and vice versa. Mm-hmm. German to marry Polish, all of that. That's the way it was in Chicago. You had Balkanized neighborhoods, Greek town, which is still there right next to the University of Illinois, where I shone as a student in the mass communications curriculum. I did all
that. Aren't there some religions that are like, hey, you know?
No. They want you to marry a Catholic. Janelle's mother is what's called a shiksa. That's a woman who was not Jewish married to a Jewish man. I don't know that that's a slur or anything, but they joke about it.
Oh.
In fact, we really need to lighten up on all of that. But what are the thing is, if we do achieve that mocha thing in 150 or 200 years, what are the politicians going to bitch about? What are they going to have to sell at election
time? Everybody will be the same, so it won't matter.
Yeah.
In that regard.
They'll come with something. There's too much sameness. Everybody's too much the same.
And being the same ain't gonna fix anything.
Nothing.
Ain't gonna fix anything politically.
Big story on this day, 1978. David Berkowitz sentenced to 25 to life for the 6 Son of Sam murders. He allegedly got orders from a dog that told him,
"I kill you."
Really had New York up. Well, that's what it was.
You okay, Chuckles?
It's, well, just...
stupid. It was.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Bark,
all
bark.
Right. The Bulls On this date, 1991, the Bulls won their first NBA championship with Michael Jordan there over the Lakers, 4-1. This date, 1994, O.J. Simpson allegedly killed two people because we all know that he was found not guilty. By a jury of his peers, right? You know, if they wanted him to be tried by a jury of his peers, they would have held the trial in Brentwood, where all the millionaires were, and not gone into the inner city for the trial. Good move, though, by his legal team. If their goal is to get him off, they succeeded. Let's see. Courteney Cox married Beneath Her Station on this day 20 years ago. Sorry, she's hot. She could have done better
she's
than...
plastic now.
Oh, God. Yeah, no, that's sad what's happened to... Courtney and some of the others, but one person.
Say what happened? Like she didn't intend for it to happen. She chose. She chose for it to happen.
Now and she was the hottest. I think even hotter than Jennifer Aniston. I don't know if Jennifer's had anything done. I haven't had a good look at her face lately. Celebrity birthdays today. Anybody know who Kendra Wilkinson is?
Doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Well, yeah, I don't know who she is.
Wasn't she one of the Hugh Hefner playmates?
Very good, Emily.
Yay, I know useless stuff.
You are our cultural connection here. Timothy Busfeld
is
62. He was in Revenge of the Nerds. I thought Jay would know who that was.
Oh.
Marv Albert is 78. Legendary sportscaster. How he survived the whole scandal with the... He was, like, wearing, like, ladies' undergarments and biting and all this stuff.
Yeah, he got caught in a, you know.
He got caught in a situation.
Our star is born celebrant later this hour is George Herbert Walker Bush. Also born on this date, he would have been, I believe, 80 this year if he had just lived a little bit longer.
Holy!
Jim Nabors. Brad Delp, Boston's lead singer, would have been 67 today. And this is also Anne Frank's birthday. And that is your timeline with me, whether you like it or not. Here's the weather.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Some nicer days on the way soon. Today is kind of a day of transition. Another very warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s. A few spotty thunderstorms will be around here and there. Tonight, mostly cloudy. Overnight, low temperature in the mid-60s. Tomorrow and Friday, sunshine will dominate. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. Saturday is going to be a hot day with a high near 90. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible somewhere in the area. And a better chance of some scattered thunderstorms around on Sunday. From the American Meteorological Society Conference in San Diego. Rich Thomas for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Have you guys tried Nuke's Eatery where everything is served fresh? I just enjoyed one of their 7 real meal deals with a full handcrafted sandwich for just $8.99. Choose a side and a 32-ounce drink. A real meal, only $8.99. Plus, save time when you order online. Some restrictions may apply.
It is 6:38. Our topic with our TV buddies today is the top 4 triggers that make us check our cell phone. Triggers. Oh. Remember Roy Rogers?
Yeah.
Trigger was the source. Should I do that on TV?
You know, the only person that might know what you're talking about is Ryan.
Ryan. Yeah.
So.
Well, let's do this. We'll think about it while we're checking traffic.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the morning traffic, and things look pretty good. We're starting to see a lot of traffic building up on the boulevard, so be careful around the intersections. There's also a good bit of traffic headed towards the Air Force bases, so if you're headed that way, watch out for the traffic around you. If you're on the interstates, everything looks great this morning. Both I-65 and I-85 are up at a speed limit ride, and there's no big troubles coming in on the 31s. Let's be careful as we get into work this morning. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Verizon Wireless, GameStop, and more. Midtown Plaza and street off I-85. I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of the services to be performed is greater than the quality of the services performed by the lawyer.
It's showtime.
I noticed we just had a call. Was there anything of vital information in that?
Not at all.
I only ask because it sure looked like somebody was giving you vital information.
No, it was a Temptations tickets winner.
Oh.
And wanted to know if we had the tickets yet.
We are giving those away again today.
We are giving those tickets away again today. And we're giving Montgomery Biscuit tickets away again.
What?
We figured out we're going to do that?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Well, that's why. It's only 6:40 we got.
On an account of y'all want to know why?
Why not? Let's do it.
Because on the count of you want to know why?
Because... we're not really all that well organized, but we you know.
Brighten your morning. Energize your day. Live from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
A recent study found that the average American checks their phone about 80 times a day. These two are not average.
They're above average.
Yep. Now, this study also found that we check our phones way more than we need to. The top four triggers for checking your phone are waiting in line, doing chores, waiting for a message or notification, and socially awkward situations.
Yes. That's it for sure.
That's why we check it so
exactly.
often.
Exactly. Let's bring in Through It and Lady over at News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Huh?
You don't check your phone that much at all, I can tell you that.
Oh, now, why do you have to bust me in front of our TV friends? That's because nobody calls me or texts me.
You're kidding! Your phone always dings like 18 tins of muffins are done during your show.
Only during the show.
You never put it on silent.
Only during the show.
Only during the show do people get in touch with you. Like, it's an interactive thing. They don't call in. They text
Those
you directly.
Are alarms for all the breakfast that he makes for you guys.
What do we have today for breakfast?
Exactly what I thought.
What do we have today for breakfast? I forgot.
Sure you did. We had a toasted ham, egg, and cheese sandwich.
Actually, it was grilled, but toasted will be.
Okay, grilled.
And I bet a lot of people are wondering.
Yeah,
I know it was good because Emily called it a sandwich.
Yeah,
but you could have texted me how good it was. I was waiting by my phone.
I'm right here in front of you.
I'd rather get a.
You'd rather get a text message.
Now that would be a socially awkward situation. You don't want that. Yeah,
you know why I go to all that trouble?
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
You want to know why I do that? Because I love you guys, and that's why I do that. The thing that they're referring...
Yeah, we both sent you text right now to let you know the sandwich was good.
Golly, that sandwich was good.
I'll be with you guys in a moment. I just got texted here. Let's see. Emily Hayes says, that sandwich was good. Jay says that sandwich was good. Well, thank you, guys. Yeah.
Well, you're welcome it counts because you have a text message.
It's in writing.
So you can go show people, hey, look what they said.
But
take a screenshot.
The thing that they're talking about is I have the Ring doorbell system at home. So it makes this gliss sound whenever it's motion activated. And I like that because the Ring system is a way you can look at your house from anywhere, whether it's here at the station or when I'm traveling. I kind of like that. And we find sometimes, like, we saw a fox was in our yard and set the thing off.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, a pool float, it just gets the right gust of wind.
Boy, did you just score points. That was a three-pointer for Mr. Stinnett.
But sometimes, like, a float in his pool will start to, like, travel down, and it'll activate his Ring.
Oh, wow.
And it's like wind chimes going off in the studio.
Yeah, we had to...
Because he doesn't silence his phone.
The pool floats.
Does it make it awkward when your phone goes off and then people may think that, like, it's emergency or something because you're looking at your phone and then it's just because there's a pool floaty?
I don't think anything's ever happened
to cause alarm.
Yeah, I don't think anything is. I mean, you keep it on. I don't know why you keep it turned on during the show, but nothing. I don't think anything has ever happened.
I don't think he knows how to turn the sound off on his phone.
All right, so this is a peepaw moment now.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a peepaw moment.
Radio, like, do you guys mind if that happens? I know in our line of business.
Oh, it's really that's little, a cardinal sin over there.
Look, yeah. If my phone goes off.
And then on my end, it's usually because Siri thinks that I'm talking to her and I'm trying to deliver
the
news.
That does happen.
That happens to Rich all the time.
And we have no idea what combination of words it is that activates Siri, but it
I
does
don't know
happen.
Either.
And the best part about it when it happens to Jalea is that Siri can't pronounce her name and it says Jalea.
We're supposed to be friends, like you're pretending to know me, and you're calling me Jalea in front of all of my friends.
Jalea.
Maybe I should try that with Siri.
Jalea.
Siri.
Make sure that you know how
Siri just said that's beyond my abilities.
Yeah. Oh, well. What good are you?
Above her now.
It's always nice to have somebody you can ask questions of.
Yes, that is very true. We will talk to you guys tomorrow morning. Have a great rest of your day.
How do I turn the volume down on this?
Oh, Lord.
The snappers, I don't know.
Figure that out over there. If you want to hear more from Through and Into Lady, be sure to tune into News Talk 93.1. That's Monday through Friday starting at 6.
And there's still more to come on Alabama News Rising.
Well, that went well.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh. On account of you want to know why?
Because we're good at what we do. That's kind of, you know, why. What? All right, the Achievement Trashy coming up next. Celebrity gossip and TV ratings for last week and a few odds and ends. At least enough time between now and then for me to run downstairs and see how traffic's doing. A reminder that everybody that calls the show to participate in the contest, and we had quite a few yesterday, that conundrum went a long time, becomes eligible for some grand prize drawings at the end of the week. One of those that we give away is the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. And I was thinking on the way in today, on the kind of, you want to know why?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to be on the road there visiting Goose at the end of the month. And so that gives me, today's the 11th, that gives me a little bit less than 19 days to get off my keister and drop my car off at the Bell Road Don Duncan on the way into work for the afternoon so they can check everything out, change the oil, look at the tires, and do all of that. And then I can get the car after the show is over. So I need to do that. And I will have no excuse whatsoever if I don't. But that's always a great idea. This is summer travel season. Don't let the time off that you worked so hard for all year get ruined because you were a little bit neglectful and didn't get your car to one of Don's three incredible locations. Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook, Don Duncan downtown at 408 Madison, and the one that the Boodles are well known at, that's the Bell Road location just north of Vaughan. It's 647.
Oh man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Alabama is a state deeply rooted in military tradition, and we at Alabama Home Mortgage appreciate the sacrifices that our men and women in uniform make each and every day. I'm Kim Williams, and I'm here to tell you there is a difference in mortgage companies. Don't be fooled by mortgage companies with veteran in their name. Call the mortgage company with veterans in their blood. The entire Alabama Home Mortgage staff are children of military veterans. We understand what it means to serve. If you're looking for a VA loan, call Alabama Home Mortgage 567-4223. With a VA loan, there's no money out of pocket, 100% financing. There's simply nothing better than a VA mortgage loan. Ella, tell them what to do.
Call my mom, Kim Williams, at 567-4223. That's 567-4223.
That's right. Or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to get your VA home loan today. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
They say that diamonds are a girl's best friend. You've heard that diamonds are forever. And if you've got a name, you could win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from News Talk 93.1 and Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Winning is simple. You've got a name. Register online at our website, newstalk931.com. We'll call out names all week long. Hear your name called? You have the rest of that hour to call in and qualify. Make sure your friends and family are listening for your name, too. Call in for carats. A 1-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 and many more jewelry prizes from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry and News Talk 93.1.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Sunday, it is Father's Day. It's your daddy's special day. He made you who you are today. Get off the couch, don't be a slouch, and spend a day with him.
Who's your daddy?
That dad is yours. One day each year, that dad is yours.
Wears sandals and white socks, repeating stories when he talks. He's always right and never wrong. He's yelling at you, go mow the lawn. This Father's Day, don't buy a tie.
Don't buy a tie.
Your dad don't need another tie.
Your dad don't need another tie. Father's Day.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture. Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
And welcome to the Human Trash at 652. A lot of different takes yesterday on Jon Stewart. Been on TV for, what, about 5 years now?
Been a while, yeah.
Chastising Congress for not helping 9/11 responders. Now, there's no question that the cause is worthy, but Jon, you were good buddies with the last president. He had 8 years to fix this problem and did nothing. The Congress is currently controlled by Democrats who are far more interested in pursuing a hoax with President Trump. So why don't you call them out for that before you get on their butts about doing something for the 9/11 fund? They have done nothing except chase hoaxes all year. But good effort on your part.
I mean, he got really, like, that was a really powerful and emotional moment yesterday.
And he's being celebrated for it, but they're kind of overlooking a few facts along the way. And I'm here to remind you that it's 2019. 9/11 was 18 years ago, and these problems have been known for at least more than half that time. So nobody did nothing for a long time. It's not just this Congress. There are others culpable in the lack of action on this. This whole garbage with Justin Bieber and Tom Cruise. Now, everybody wants to fight everybody.
Just put them all in the octagon and let them cancel each other out.
They don't know what the hell they want. It's just another sign of how stupid.
They can do much more productive things with their time.
It's not even funny.
They should go volunteer somewhere.
Leave it to Bieber to get this whole thing started, too, right?
Leave it to Bieber to get the whole thing started.
Bieber. Justin.
Oh.
Challenging Tom Cruise. That's how the whole thing
My hearing is not what it used to be.
Meemaw. You know who the highest paid athlete in the world is?
Not Emily.
Lionel Messi, a soccer player who makes $127 million a year. I don't even know who that is.
A lot of money in soccer.
I don't think it's just for soccer. It's probably endorsements and other stuff that goes with it.
Yeah.
In other entertainment-related news, David Ortiz has had more surgery. The initial incident was quite more serious than they first let the public on to believe. But local police have two suspects in custody, the alleged shooter and his getaway motorcycle driver, who was charged with attempted homicide and criminal association. The lawyer for the getaway driver said his client is innocent and didn't shoot anybody. This is the guy who was caught and beaten by a crowd of people. He claims he was a hired driver. He didn't know the guy he picked up or anything about a planned shooting, and said he's a fan of David Ortiz. That's interesting. That's almost believable. Some guy say, hey, I'm going to need a ride.
He called an Uber.
That's not a motorcycle Uber?
No, I'm just saying, like he called an Uber.
Oh, yeah. Rami Malek almost got a cameo in Rocket Man. The
interesting
guy who directed both movies thought about it and then said, "Dah." He probably said something, but that's it in one word or less. Empire boss Lee Daniels is, quote, beyond embarrassed by Jussie Smollett. In fact, everybody's embarrassed by Jussie Smollett except Jussie Smollett. TV ratings, top two shows were the NBA Finals. Game 3 got 13.3 million viewers, and Game 4 got... Well, I've never understood that. Usually, as the series goes on, the interest grows.
Mm-hmm.
But Game 3 did better than Game 4. America's Got Talent was third, 60 Minuets was fourth, and Game 6 of the Stanley Cup got 6.5 million viewers on NBC. And that's pretty much it for your cheap and trashy today. 6:56. Sometimes those who go out looking for pre-owned vehicles end up with something cheap and trashy because they took somebody's word for it. That's not the way to find a pre-owned vehicle. Deal with people who put their name on the back of only cars that they thoroughly vet, that they are convinced through their mechanics and body shop people that it's a car that's ready to deliver reliable driving miles. That's Jack Ingram. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, over 200 choices in all price ranges, from under $5,000 to over $25,000, all the great brand names and everything. By the way, if you're shopping for somebody who's heading off to school, get them something reliable. They have four or five 2012 Volkswagen Jettas. The Jetta is an incredibly safe vehicle. Researched it because that's the car that Janelle went off to college in. So there's one place to start, and those are all available well under $10,000 at Jack Ingram. You can go to the website and shop there at jackingram.com by price, by brand name, by type of vehicle, and then go see Tip Tames and his incredible team for the most unused car shopping experience on the planet at 235 Northeastern Boulevard. Fox News coming up. It is 6:57. Jay, getting ready for Random Facts at about 7:15, followed by a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling on through our morning rush hour, and things are starting to get busy around the Air Force Base gates. We see a lot of traffic on Air Base Boulevard and on Bell Street right at the Kelly Street gate, so be careful if you're passing through there. There's also a good bit of traffic headed into the downtown area. Be careful on Madison Avenue. If you are on the interstates, we don't have any problems for you. Just roll on at a speed limit ride. The boulevard looks pretty crowded this morning, but everybody is behaving themselves and making their way through just fine, and there are no delays on the 31s. Let's be careful headed into work this morning. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy product specialists. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Turn the internet and your cell phone into a career. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt and wrecked that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the
Folks, Rusty here for the Health
and Wealth Show with David Ernest. And we're still on the radio every weeknight at 7 o'clock. It took us a little while, but we are on TV on ABC 32 and the CW. As a matter of fact, David, he's taking voice lessons. Let's listen in.
All right, my boy, you'll make amends with your exercises. Repeat after me. Judy, Judy, Judy.
Judy, 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 Judy.
After labor, you're going to be the next Greg Udell.
You're probably not going to take voice lessons, but you do need somebody to speak up for your portfolio. Call David Ernest at 279-7431. Watch for us on the CW and ABC 32 on the weekends. And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show. Weeknight.